The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7N Radio.
Yo, you motherfucking right, man. Sunday night, T7N Radio. This is The Culture. I am your host as always, man, Seven Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in. It's Sunday night, prime time. We back home where we need to be. Regular rotation Sunday nights. We tear shit up. You already know how we give it up. T7M Radio, The Culture. Appreciate y'all locking in, man. We got a crazy show tonight. We going to be joined by the girl, Jay Smooth, from out in Brooklyn. She's going to be calling up to this culture a little bit, talking about her battle going down May 5th on Cinco de Mayo versus Mulatto Black. It's going to be crazy, man. We're going to talk about that. We got an Avin Geechee Gotti recap to do, people. We got to break that battle down. We got some call-outs when it comes to battle rap. It's been some call-outs going down within the last 48 hours, so we're going to reach out to the streets, chop it up, get some opinions on some of these potential battles, because some niggas is being so quite disrespectful. We're going to break it down and so much more, man. Again, this is The Culture, T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 914-205-5510. Press that one button if you want to go on live. Make sure, social media-wise, you stay in the loop. Subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel, first of all. And follow us, of course, on social media, Twitter, Facebook, T7M Radio. We definitely appreciate the support. Big up to all the supporters, man. Let's rock out before we get started with my homie Cortez, man, for the fame here on T7M Radio. When we get back, I'm bringing the fellas on. It's time to do what we came to do. You already know it's lit here on The Culture, T7M Radio. This is the homie Cortez for the fame.
As I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like the letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Bad to inch you closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though. About to board a flight. Long days, even longer nights. My ex sent the text, said she wanted advice. It ain't the only thing she wanted, right? Nah, I'm good, ma, I keep my mind clear. It's like they want a nigga back, cause my time's near. Heard label, hear me rap, and tell me shine ahead. Still moving packs about the trap until I'm signed. Yeah. You see, this game's an addiction. Pain and affliction for fame, but it's sickening. Ironic how these dollars make change in a system, cause that could've been me. Box laid out in prison, nah. Good lawyer, cause I'm court bound. They got me channeling my thoughts now. Reminiscing back then, we were
my mama's proud, and that's evident. I'm killing them, no evidence, no evidence. Brooklyn's mine, dead president. Yeah.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Oh, for the fame, man. You already know what it is from Brooklyn. That's the homie Cortez. This is the culture with Seven Mitchell, T7M Radio. Appreciate y'all locking in, man. It's Sunday night. You already know how we fucking give it up, man. We not playing no games. We got a lot to talk about. Full plate. Joining me, as always, T7M Radio's journalist out in California. We got Brother Jeff in the building. Brother, what's popping?
Brother Seven, good evening, brother. Good evening. We are back again.
Oh, we lit tonight, man. I'm not even going to hold you. We got so much on the plate tonight, it's ridiculous. I hope you guys are very respectful tonight because it's going down.
I got the health department on speed dial, so we're going to see what's going on.
Don't do that, Jeff. Don't do that, Jeff. Watch your mouth. Check this out, man. We got a crazy show for getting, man. We got an Av Geechee Gotti recap to get into, man. We got the girl Jay Smooth calling up a little bit to talk about her battle, Cinco de Mayo versus Mulatto Black. We also got some call-outs to talk about when they come to battle rap, man. Some artists was talking some shit over the weekend, man, so... It's lit, brother Jeff, when they come to potential battles. We're going to break this game down. Yeah. Let's get into that off the top. I'm not even going to waste no time. So shout out to the URL. They've really been kind of using the streets opinion to set up some potential matchups. They've been throwing some polls on social media for people to vote on who the people want to see certain artists battle next. Case in point,
okay.
Danny Myers. Yeah, they put out a poll just recently asking the streets who they want to see Danny Myers face next. And your boy, The Saga, jumped out there saying he want that smoke point blank, period. What's your thoughts on that particular matchup and The Saga having that heart talking that shit about the bug?
Unless The Saga has advanced his ability tenfold since departing from NWX or something personal is going on, I don't know what it is. But Danny Myers is going to put that smoke down. Respect The Saga as always, but I'm just telling it like it is, brother. I'm telling it like it is.
Now, it's always respect to The Saga. His skill set is crazy. But why are people sleeping on Danny so much and for so long? Like, this is crazy.
You know, I've said it a few times to you, and I'm going to say it again. Danny Myers is from the West Coast. Therefore, he cannot get ahead in the game. I'm telling you, brother, that's what it is. It cannot be because of his lyrical ability. We know it's not
that.
Wait a minute,
brother Jeff. I know you out there California dreaming and all that, but are we going to sit up here and act like we not giving Geechee Gotti no love? Are we going to sit out here and act like we not giving Rum Nitty no love? I just think that it gets to a point that Danny... It's just something about Danny that's just not marketable. I know this at the end of the day is a business and it shouldn't be because it's a culture. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to skill set, man, Danny is really prime. But when it comes to marketing and, you know, that new wave, it's just I don't know, man. It's just tough. But for you to sit up there and say because it's the West Coast is just very disrespectful, Brother Jeff. Are you kidding me?
Not at all, brother. I am very serious about this. And somebody that's within the sound of my voice is going to agree, brother. I understand Geechee Gotti, less problems. Rum Nitty, less problems. But nevertheless, it is Danny being from down here, I am telling you.
Joining me right now is my co-host in this New York state of mind. We got that young man, Grail, in the building. Grail, what's popping, G?
T7 of fucking radio. Anytime I game one, I get y'all special work.
Oh, man, I hope you got your shit together tonight, man, because I've been waiting for you to get on this show.
Yo, shout out, Brother Jeff.
Oh, Grill, respect to you, Grill, all the time.
Every trip, bro, East Coast, West Coast shit, every trip.
Absolutely.
So,
shout out my guy, Seven Mitchell, too.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's see if you shout me out after this one right here. So, last time we spoke here on The Culture, you were pretty disrespectful with this Head Ice versus Nims battle. You told me you wasn't excited. You remember that?
Not at all.
Okay.
I remember that perfectly.
Okay. Well, King of the Dot had just announced, I'm not sure if this is official, but they announced that they almost sold out. May 19th marks the return of the all-time Fight Club champion Nims in an epic exhibition match versus the Reign and KOTD champ Head Ice. They almost sold out, Grail. Do you have some respect now?
I'm not going to have no respect until I know the full card.
Why? This is not enough to get you a little bit hyped, man. Come on, man. Why are you acting like a prisoner of the moment fan, Grail?
Chill. I'm not sold off of Nims and Head Ice. Now,
I'm not sold off of your disrespect.
I see something else that was brewing. I see some talk about Verb against Sirius Jones might be your massacre. Now, that's Verb.
This is ridiculous. Every time we get on here, everything has the lead up to Verb. Brother Jeff, let me just ask you real quick, man. What's your thoughts again on Head Ice and Nims being, I'm not going to say the main event, but this was the first announced battle. This is big time when you think of the history of the sport. I don't understand why Grail has a problem with this. Do you have the same issues with this matchup as Grail?
Grail is my brother in so many ways, and we are brothers on this situation right here. I'm not excited.
Yeah.
Don't be kidding me, man. This is ridiculous.
Not exciting.
Both of y'all should be drug tested tonight. I'm not playing.
Yo, listen, sometimes I feel like Organic or Gully gave you some free tickets to the bag.
You shouldn't feel that way. I wish they would. Organic, Gully, please. Send me to the next GVG, man. I want to go, man. Put my King of the Dot hat on my head, a big bucket hat, a big old T-shirt.
Have your EPMD King of the Dot hat.
I keep telling y'all, man, it's KOTD for life, man. You already know.
I give you the keys to the S60. You can take the S60 down there. You'll fall right in line, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh man, this is The Culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell, man. Callers, y'all call up 914-205-5510. We about to get into what we need to get into. Av versus Geechee Gotti just recently dropped on the URL during Smack Madness. Grail, did you get the lock into this battle on YouTube?
Definitely.
Same old Geechee Gotti from when it come to me, man. I'm sorry. I was impressed with his overall performance, but when it came down to that third round, it's just the same old Geechee. And I'm not saying that that's bad, but for me and Brother Jeff, you right from the West Coast, I expect more from your boy if he's going to be the superstar that a lot of people, including myself, think he can be. I'm tired of that same talk. You know what I'm saying? It's been getting him over the hump, but I need to see more. He was just the same old Geechee guy in the third round, and I thought he lost that battle. I gave it to Av 2-1.
Understandable. Understandable. Av and Geechee Gotti was a decent battle, and they both had dope lines with the back and forth. But like you, I actually had Av edging this one simply because, and we might part ways here, I'm not sure, I'm not a fan of the hard luck story. I understand we all got hard luck. We've all been through things, but for me, the hard luck story in battling needs not apply.
I mean, I don't want to be that disrespectful. I mean, I've seen Chester put on some classic performance when it comes to struggle bars, and I don't want to see too much of it. You know, I'm with you on that. I don't want to see it get oversaturated, like T-Top with the drug talk. Like, that's his thing, but it will get to a point. If he wants to get to the next level, he's going to have to show more. Joining NWX was a good start, but he's going to have to show more eventually.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know what
sir.
I'm saying? Same thing with Geechee. But how did you call this battle, Grail?
Yo, I felt like Av first was solid. Geechee first was solid. But I feel like I like Av shit better. A simple where you from determines whether you can go home or not. That shit was hard, Geechee. Yeah, guns, butter, and tin, Roscoe's chicken and waffles. That shit was hard.
Yeah, it was.
I got to add 2-1, though. I got to add 2-1.
I'm not going to lie. Not to cut you off, Brother Jeff,
okay.
And I'm going to let you
no
talk
problem.
Your shit, but what Grail said really made me appreciate battle rap and appreciate some of the artists and what they do. Like, when you go on a road and you do your homework and your research, where though you can implement different things that goes on in that particular hood and make it sound dope. You know how Av had that California shit, man? It was just fire. And I just appreciate the amount of work that he put in to put that shit together, man. He did that fire.
Facts. He did that shit effortlessly. I mean, to me personally, I felt like that was the best back and forth from Traffic Group.
No question. No question.
Mm-hmm.
You said you gave it to Av, though?
Yeah, I gave it to Av.
2-1?
I need to see more from, I need to see a little bit more from Geechee. A little bit more.
I think Geechee is a star. Don't get it fucked up.
Oh, he is, definitely. I need to see Geechee got him against Calico. I ain't going to hold you.
Geechee versus Calico?
Mm.
Yeah,
interesting.
Small room shit, though. No.
You better stay away from Tech N9ne, I know that.
You wildin' right now. Geechee has smoked Tech N9ne.
You're crazy. Tech N9ne will beat on Geechee. Stop playing.
You're wilding right now.
Yo, Geechee is not ready for that. I'm telling you. You look in that skill
set. Yes, he is.
No, he's not. You look in that skill set. I'm looking at Tech N9ne is not going to take Geechee on no small room setting. We already know that's a big main stage situation, and the return of Tech N9ne will be bananas. I don't think Geechee's ready for that right now, man. He needs some more work. I'm not going to hold you.
Nah, Geechee Gotti would not get the Midwest Miles treatment.
Did you see what Tech N9ne did to Young Miles?
Classic body.
That was scary, my nigga.
Yeah.
He's scarier than Midwest Miles.
I mean, offensively, he's more deadlier, but can he handle what Tech N9ne got on that stage with all them jokes and all? Yo, once Tech N9ne got the crowd in his hands, you ain't no bars going to matter. You literally going to have to snatch the crowd right out this nigga hands or it's over. It's over.
That's a fact. Tech N9ne is one of the most well-rounded battles.
Facts. I think that's crazy. But Geechee, versus Calico would be dope. I'm not gonna hold you. I think that'd be madness. But check this out.
Yeah.
This thing is so crazy. Not to get off track, but Prez Mafia was a no show in Philly versus Bill Collector.
Wow.
And with yesterday, and we're talking about Av, how well he has progressed. It's amazing how that stealing bars shit, how one artist really, some can say have risen from that. It seemed like Av is kind of shaking that shit off and has moved on and doing well. But I told y'all, Prez has not been the same since that shit happened.
Nah, he hasn't. I'll keep it up.
Well, how many steps would you say he lost?
He's lost everything, brother. Everything.
Everything.
He's looked okay against Craig Lamar. He looked okay against Nun. He got cleaned up by Cortez. He no-showing. I mean, I don't know what's up, man. Ever since Prez got caught up with that stealing shit, yo, he's just not been the same. He tried to come back.
Yeah, he was doing okay for a minute.
He was good for Street Dennis, definitely.
Yeah, he was decent. Like, he got his moments, but, you know, look at Av.
Overall,
Av is seems like he cooking up again, like he getting hot again.
Like that stealing allegations just fueled Av, like that made him go harder.
How much do you think being under the Cave Gang umbrella, do you accredit that to, Grail? Because what if Av wasn't under Cave? Do you think he would be as hot as he is now by... I don't even know if he would have got the looks that he got if he wasn't Cave after the stealing shit. Like, I don't know.
I think that's what I was just about to say. Like, he would shine lyrically because he's fire. But, like, being a part of the Cave Gang and shit, that shit opened the doors for looks that I think he wouldn't have got if he wasn't associated with Cave Gang.
Word. That's crazy, man. But so it looked like a clean sweep here. We got Av 2-1 over Geechee Gotti, but it was a dope back and forth, just like Grail said. Big up to Geechee Gotti. He was doing this thing. But like I said at the end, it was just the same old Geechee for me, man. I need to see more.
Yeah, me
too. I definitely need to see more.
Can we agree? I feel kind of ashamed because I don't recall it word for word, but Geechee with that Tupac scheme was fire.
Oh, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
Wordplay, his shit is on point, my nigga. Like, I don't want to get it confused.
Man.
Yeah. Like the boy is star.
Now, Grail, before you called up, me and Brother Jeff was chopping it up. We about to get into some call-outs that happened over the weekend now. I talked about the URL, how they putting polls on social media, asking the streets what type of battles they want to see from particular artists. They recently dropped a poll asking about Danny Myers. And the Saga said he wanted Danny Myers point-blank, period. And... are you kidding me? Wait a minute. What's so funny, Grail?
Grail's not even waiting for you to get the full question out.
On a Sunday evening, he's laughing at the Saga. This is just so disrespectful.
Nah, chill. Why Danny Myers against the Saga? Why?
Wait a minute. You don't think Danny Myers versus the Saga could be a dope battle?
Hell
no. Oh, you should be drug tested. Are you kidding me?
Hell no.
Why wouldn't it?
That's what I'd rather see Head Ice than that shit.
Wait a minute, Grail. I'm not asking you what you'd rather see. I'd rather you get drug tested the night before you continue talking. I'd rather you get suspended and banned from talking
Grail is perfectly lucid. He is alert. He is fine.
I'm about to reach out to the streets, man, and take some calls, man. T7M Radio, this is the culture with Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all, call up, man. 914-205-5510. Hit that one button. You're going to go on live. But seriously, Grail, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are we going to play the saga like that?
I'm not trying to play the saga in no type of shape or fashion. I love the Lord. But Saga and Danny Myers makes absolutely no type of sense.
But the Saga and B-Dot makes sense.
Perfect. I'd rather see that because that has more meat into it. Danny Myers is fucking the Saga is Card Phillip.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Why does B-Dot and the Saga has more meaning? Because of it's Chrissy versus Conscious?
One factor, and there has been talk of it. There's been a few of it.
There has been no few of
Danny Myers in the Saga. Danny Myers in the Saga is like you had names in a fitted hat and picked two of them out of there and came up with that.
Wow. Yo, that's the most disrespectful thing I've heard all week. This is unbelievable. Brother Jeff, what's your thoughts on the Saga and Danny Myers as a potential matchup on the URL?
Man. I'm as you can see, I'm speechless. I'm with my brother Grail once again.
Oh, you're
going to
be with Grail because drug tests can come in twos. Don't worry. I'm telling you, I can line both of y'all up. I'm telling y'all, this is ridiculous.
We know. You got the commissioner in your back pocket. I know.
No, if I had the commissioner, you would be arrested tonight. It should be criminal, illegal for you to say some of the things you've been saying this month when it comes to battle rap. This is ridiculous that you had no respect for the Saga. I'm not saying that he would beat Myers, but come on, man. I think as far as wordplay go, creativity, they'll shake the shit up.
No, we all have respect for the Saga. Once again, we all have respect for the Saga. We just got more respect for Danny in this regard.
Okay. So maybe I'm looking at this in a whole different angle. Let me spin the block real quick. So, Grail.
Yeah.
Is there another opponent that the URL should be? Well, the URL is not offering them. This is just what the Saga is saying. So who would you rather see Danny face at this point in his career on the URL?
I'd rather see Danny versus Az rather than the Saga.
Okay.
Makes more sense.
I mean, it absolutely makes a lot of more sense as far as favoritism, but you make it seem like you wouldn't press play if Danny Myers battled the Saga, man.
Yo, listen. Hey, yo, bro, let me tell you something. If we pulling up to the event, and Danny Myers and the Saga is about to take place, me and you going outside, sitting in the car, and having a steam fest. That's it. We'll be back later.
Wow. T7M Radio, man, this is the culture with Seven Mitchell. Speaking of call-outs, man, A-Verb, of course, he's locked in the battle, New Jersey, Twerk March 31st, Smack Volume 2. A-Verb on social media, brother Jeff said he's eager to smoke the homie Sirius Jones. What's your thoughts on that particular matchup?
He already did, and it hasn't even happened. But, I would watch something like that. I would watch that. Those are two strange names that I would never think to hear in the same sentence. But since they are, Verb would go to town. Verb would cook. And that's not to say that Sirius Jones wouldn't. But Verb would clearly take this.
Wow. The disrespect that I've heard. We not even 30 minutes into the show.
It's no disrespect at all. I'm just
are we
saying
talking
what
30?
It is,
are we talking 30?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Because, see, yeah. I know marijuana is legal over there in California, but this is getting out of hand. You're not giving Sirius Jones one round versus Averb.
If Sirius Jones has three rounds of the I'm a barber so I can handle clips, if he got three rounds of those, we could talk again.
That was fire. Ooh, that was fire. I'm not even going to hold you. I know Charlie was like, wait a minute. I know Sirius had it in him, man. That was crazy, but Brother Jeff,
I need 3 rounds and 2 minutes of that.
Talk to me, Grail. What's your thoughts on Verb, Sirius Jones?
I got Verb 2-1. I got more respect for Sirius than that. Not a 30. He going to get around.
He going to get around. I mean,
he going to get around.
Man. Wow. I got to talk to the bosses, man. I got to talk to the bosses. I should not have to do shows with – this is ridiculous, man. I really think this is a slick-ass matchup. Think about it. Sirius Jones and Averb, two seasons, shit-talking veterans.
Yeah.
Who's never battled. It wouldn't hurt their resume. You could book it on different platforms. Like, what's wrong with y'all, man? Like, what are we smoking tonight?
Yeah, that shit is fire. I ain't gonna front. That shit is fire to me.
No, you are fronting.
How?
Because, first of all, y'all not really giving Sirius Jones no respect. I would think just for the potential matchup, you know, because Verb only got a handful of opportunities that I thought left. Sirius Jones
matchup
wasn't
facts.
One of them. You know, we never talked about that matchup.
Well, Grail gave it a 2-1. That's respect, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, but see, when you get in your New York state of mind, you have pity for niggas. Grail is giving him a 1 round because he's from Jersey. Like, I don't feel Grail is respecting Sirius Jones enough
that.
To look at this.
That's not that. I got more respect for Sirius Jones as a battler. He's dope. He's well-rounded. Him being, like, well-rounded like that, I know he can take a round. He's way more well-rounded than Averb.
Mm.
He been smoking shit. Smoke Biz, Speed Daylight, probably ain't really lost shit since he came back.
Well, let me tell y'all who is smoking. T-Top is smoking, man. We ready to talk about, this is the last call out before we get into the next segment of the show. But T-Top, I saw an interview.
Hold on,
he was making some dope points, man. But T-Top was on a interview. I don't know if it was Hip Hop Is Real or maybe 15 Minutes of Fame. One of the two. He was talking about battling T-Rock and how he want that, of course, to be a big thing. Man. Wait a minute. You don't like that?
I like it, but T-Top out of his mind.
Wait a minute.
Beat T-Rock.
Well, let me ask you this, because he said he was supposed to have Mook March 31st.
Yeah, is that a big K?
You think that's real?
I believe it was going to happen. I heard Mook say something like that. He was going to take him. Did he...
So explain to me how you find T-Top versus T-Rock so hilariously funny, with though you busting out laughing, but you realistically could see Mook coming back to battle T-Top and
see
not
Mook coming back as smoke. I see Mook coming back smoking T-Top.
No. Don't do that, Grail. Don't do that. Mook is not going to smoke T-Top.
He's going to smoke T-Top. That goes.
He's have a better chance of smoking Surf. He won't smoke T-Top.
That's not going to happen.
He's definitely going to beat Surf if they have a battle. But
no, he's not. I don't know why you think that. Smoke Jonathan.
Sue Surfer ain't smoked nobody since Bricks Belvedere. I don't know what you talking about. Like, let's be clear, man. Like, we ain't even going to do that. Like, please.
You out of your mind right now.
Surf the best battle rapper out. All right, well, when the last time we got a body for Surf after Bricks?
You don't need no bodies. Ain't no wins or losses.
This is unbelievable.
Who got the most million view battles on URL?
That's what it's about, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Remember, you are Beasley yourself said, we don't care about wins or losses. We care about how you move your profile.
You want to put a case of Propello in this battle? Murder Mook versus Surf right now?
What you want, Strawberry or Lemon Lime?
I'm going to suggest that for y'all.
Yeah, Strawberry or Lemon Lime.
I want a better case of Strawberry.
Well, I bet a case of Lemon Lime. See how that goes. Since Spike stole the slogan.
I'm already up one case on this guy, man. He doesn't know battle rap this year. I'm so disappointed in Grail, man. Unbelievable.
No.
Oh, man.
Slow.
Wow.
So smoke your boy, Jonathan.
Crazy. But T-Top and T-Rock, I really think will be a good matchup, man. You know, I want to see T-Rock do a couple more things before that. You know, T-Top agreed that made a little bit more sense, but eventually, them locking them will be fire.
Yeah.
Brother Jeff,
easy.
What's your thoughts on that?
I have a lot of respect for T-Top, but this is barking up the wrong tree. Now, in terms of fandom, it's a win-win for him because if he were to win, which is unheard of, he'd probably be much, much more respected than he is even now. And if he loses and doesn't die, he'll still be highly respected for the attempt. So it's actually a win-win for him, but he won't win.
I agree. I think a potential battle with T-Rock for T-Top, depending on what goes down before it happened and how long it takes to happen, really would be a win-win for him.
Absolutely.
And it wouldn't be a bad look for Rock. I am getting a little... Rock has been giving a lot of niggas shots, like, you got to go back. You know, I felt like he gave John John a shot and Briz and Rum Nitty and Chess. To me, it's time for Rock to just strictly get a whole run of those top 10 names only.
Okay.
Yeah, so those were some of the call-outs.
You know I want to hear what you got to say. You know, I think I know what you're going to say, but I got to hear your judgment on that.
I just feel like it would be a dope matchup, T-Rock and T-Top, but just like T-Top said, I just don't think right now is the right time.
Okay.
But if all the cards fall right, I wouldn't mind seeing that next year.
Okay. Cool.
T7M Radio, man. This is the culture, man. We got the girl Jay Smooth calling up a little bit. Talk about Cinco de Mayo. She's going to be locked in versus Mulatto Black May 5th on the C card. Shout out to Peter Dawn, QB Black Diamond, Superior Entertainment, man. They're doing their thing. They back at it again with another card. RBE. I want to talk RBE for a quick couple minutes. Pearly Gates, too. Is that going down the same day, Grail, as Cinco?
Yeah, I think Pearly Gates 2 is May 5th, too, also.
Give me one particular bad allure that you have to see on Pearly Gates 2. If we had a wish list for RBE, give me something that we can throw at ARP, man. What you want to see on Pearly Gates 2, Grail?
Damn, I was born was home. Definitely.
Oh, my God. If they were to bring Adi Boom out, Lord have mercy. Yo, that would shake the room up, my nigga.
I think,
yeah,
to be honest with you,
that in itself.
If ARP and Shotta and them now is Adi Boom against O-Red for the main event of Pearly Gates 2 and shake the fucking culture right now.
That'll break the internet. That'll break the internet.
Yeah.
That would. I would have to suspend people from the show. I couldn't have people that don't know how to know about battle rap. I couldn't allow them to talk on the show. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't.
Automatic
do it.
Fines.
Automatic fines and sanctions, suspensions, and all that, man. That would break the internet.
Big man.
That would be crazy. Pearly Gates 2, man. That would be fire. What about you, Brother Jeff? I mean, it's early, but spur of the moment. Any particular artist or a battle that you want to see on Pearly Gates 2 in May? Something that you never thought would happen?
Not in particular.
Yeah.
Not in particular. I'm still stuck on the Adi Boom, man. That would be a beautiful thing. Matter of fact, that could be the only match on the card it'll do the same number. But, yeah, as far as your question, I at this particular juncture, I have nothing in my head, brother.
Yeah, it's
my
tough
bad.
Matchups, but I think RBE has been doing a great job of bringing guys in that has never been on the platform before. You had Goods touch the platform. Well, he's been on there before, but it's been a while. They brought Goods back. You had John recently touching the platform, I think for the first time maybe, or maybe second time. So RBE is dope with that. They had some dope female cards. Over the year, I wouldn't mind seeing some girls. I wouldn't mind seeing maybe 40 bars on.
Yeah.
You know, 40 was fire on RBE. Why not bring 40 on there?
True.
40 official.
40 and official. Mm.
Yeah, 40 official. And then looking at it from the perspective that you was when you said bringing people that never been over there before, let's do Show Off versus Surf.
Talk to these niggas.
See, this is why I don't have the number to the New York Health Department, because I don't need it.
Nah, you don't need that.
Yeah, he's shooting for supervised probation. I mean, unsupervised probation. He don't have to check in and all that. He trying to show off. Fuck out of here, man. You were very disrespectful.
Man.
I ain't trying to hear that, man. Try to get some cool
people. I don't got to show up. I don't got to come talk to the counselor. They call me
the line. Man. Those matchups are crazy, though, man. I'm not even going to hold you.
Man. Like the saying goes, Grail so bell, if you don't like me, oh well.
Oh well, you are? Yeah.
That is fucking crazy.
We can add Oops and Loso to that, too.
Oops and Loso?
Oops and Loso.
Oh,
you want to see Oops at this point?
That'd be dope. Pearly Gates 2 comeback?
Come with them CD
Hall
balls.
Games. But see, y'all like playing. I don't want to play. If Oops is going to come back, I need some type of storyline behind the battle. Like, what's going to make sense for Oops? Because, you know, Oops been out in these streets doing this thing for real. Like, what's going to make sense for him to come back?
Something like Rosso would be that.
Why?
Yeah.
Something that makes sense for them. Everybody, a lot of people don't make sense to battle Oops.
Well, let the people decide. Y'all let us know, man, what y'all think about Pearly Gates 2. Who y'all want to see on this card going down in May? It should be crazy. Shout out to RBE. They the people's champ, man. They be consistent
Absolutely.
When it comes to giving them fire
Respect
battles.
To them.
Yeah.
Trying to set every trap. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah. They getting it popping. I like that 40 official, man. That's something to look out for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's the best thing you said on this show, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, shout out to that, though.
<You're right.
laughs> You got to love this show.
This is ridiculous, man. Well,
oh man, Danny and the song.
Yeah, man. Y'all are tripping, man. Y'all are really having no respect.
To go ask the bartender for drinks.
We're not gonna do this tonight. Now, I am disappointed that the Saga couldn't battle Emerson Kennedy. That was supposed to go down, and that didn't.
That
due to a
was going
to
be
light
nice.
Not being
that's
made.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah,
no, it didn't happen. They were supposed to battle. It didn't happen. He missed the flight.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been nice. That would have been nice. Yeah.
Yes, you know sir. what would be nice?
What's that?
If y'all had some respect for the Saga.
I knew that was coming. I knew that.
I mean, you really should, man.
If you heard my statement in the beginning, I said respect to the Saga, but.
And if you heard my statement in the beginning, I said you should be drug tested.
Drug tested.
I mean, y'all just brushed up when I thought about that particular matchup. And I still haven't heard Grail giving a public apology for the disrespect about the King of the Dot card. Or lack of a card.
I need some of this match for. I need some better matches.
You getting Head Ice versus Nims. You getting, I mean, Head Ice versus Nims, man. What are you talking about?
Why?
The Gorilla
Why?
Versus... The Wolf.
Oh, man. Give Head Ice Ill-Mac.
I'd rather see that than Nims.
Wow. Don't even know Nims. No respect.
Oh, we know Nims.
Now we know Nims.
We know Nims.
So where's the love?
We just don't care about him and Nims.
We just don't want to see Head Ice and Nims.
Well, who you want to see Head Ice on Massacre 4 against? Pat Stay? Disaster?
Those will work.
I think Disaster and Ice.
Yeah. This is Massacre, man. This is Boston. This is, we got to be special. Look at King of the Dot. They kind of trendsetting. They brought Oxymoron. I mean, they doing something different. It seems like every situation is something special.
Yeah.
And because niggas haven't seen Nims in a minute, niggas is like, yo, well, who is this cat? This is just a, you know, somebody giving a fight away to Head Ice, but it's not that. This boy is a gorilla.
Well, absolutely. For the new generation, they had no idea, yeah.
None. No idea at all. No idea at all, but you guys. This is ridiculous. People, make sure.
Me and my brother Grill is on point. We rarely not on point. There are times when we're not on point, but it's a rarity.
That's a fact.
You gotta admit.
What point are y'all on tonight? Explain this to me. I'll give y'all plenty of opportunity to explain that. What point are y'all on this evening?
Nah,
what point you on this here?
I ain't on no point. I'm not on no point, man. I'm running the point.
I can't believe how you believe in this Head Ice and Nims thing.
I really do, man. I really do. I really feel like Head Ice and Nims, like I said, their first round alone is going to be one of the best first rounds of 2018. You can book it. We can bet another case of Propel on that.
Listen, what I do know is if there's a drug test for me, there's a drug test for you.
Double or nothing then, right now on T7M Radio. Bet me 2 cases of Propel, double or nothing, May 19th.
Yo, listen, if Head Ice and Nims is a snooze fest, I'll take cherry flavor.
Yo, this is going to be a cakewalk, man. This is going to be a cakewalk, man. Let's take some calls, man. This is the culture. We got Queens in the building. Queens, what's popping?
What up, y'all? What up? I know I'm late, like, you know.
Salute.
I'm
salute.
Yo, what's up?
Shooter.
My brother, Flash.
What up, boy? Nah, Shooter.
Queens,
so
we're talking call-outs, man, and battle rap. Just a couple things that went down over the weekend. Let me get your thoughts on your man, A-Verb. I know you a big supporter of Verb. He said he's eager to smoke Sirius Jones. What's your thoughts on that?
Listen closely.
To tell you the truth, that's a battle I want to see, but I don't think you're going to smoke Jones.
Told you. This is a Verb supporter talking to you niggas. Do you hear this? Talk to him, Queen. Talk to these young men, please.
You got to look at it like this. Name one battle since Sirius Jones came back that he got smoked. He hung in there, or he just made it debatable, or he won. Sirius Jones has not got bodies in no battle since he came back, and that's on the Smack Fiends or the King of the Dot. So you think Verb is gonna come in and dance around him? Nah, Sirius Jones is too good of a wordsmith to just get bodied like that.
But you're still giving the battle to Verb, right? Let me guess.
Of course. It's going to be a two-way debatable.
I expected
what about
the shooter to go with a straight 3-0.
Dogger versus Danny Myers. What's your thoughts on that?
Did he just say Danny Myers to me live on the air?
Wow. Wow.
I was waiting. Yo, Shooter,
don't tell him. We not going to have no New York niggas on my show disrespecting Danny Myers, man. We not doing that.
Danny Myers need to retire already. Like, they not making a new Ninja Turtles movie. Like, he looked like Chucky from Rugrats if he shaved
his
hair.
Don't do this. He smoked A-Verb. What is he talking about?
Time out. Him and A-Verb was debatable, and it was on a neutral stage.
Wait a minute. Him and A-Verb was debatable, Queens?
Was it not?
All I remember is him passing the torch. How is passing the torch debatable?
Verb had a line that made Daylight pass out.
Fact.
Daylight damn near caught a fish out of water seizure.
This is unbelievable, man. Danny Myers has shown so much support to T7M Radio, and every time I allow y'all to talk on here about Danny, y'all get way, way, way disrespectful. This is blasphemy.
He has never came back on this show and debated me one-on-one after our argument 3 years ago, I think it was. Until he come back here and have a one-on-one debate with Shooter about his resume and his importance to battle rap, I don't want to hear him on his air.
I think Danny owes you a trip because he was supposed to pay for you to go witness him versus T-Rex. So Danny definitely owes you a trip. We'll talk about that another day. But one more thing, Queen, I got to ask you about. Of course, King of the Dot locked in. Me and Grail, we've been going back and forth for the last two shows over this. Massacre 4 is going down May 19th. I think they're taking a blackout approach. They're going to be naming battlers, but they're not naming the matchups, with the exception of the first matchup, Head Ice versus Nims. Grail has just been unexcited. According to King of the Dot staff today, they almost sold out already. What's your thoughts on this matchup, and can you maybe school Grail on the importance of this bully battle?
This battle is important because I believe it was supposed to happen back in the day when Nims was battling Mass, X Factor, and Marv. Because those are the three recent people in the modern battle rap that's on his resume. And a lot of people will be shocked. Had Ice losing this battle.
Wait a minute. See, Grail, what day is this? This is March?
Yeah.
25th?
March 25th.
Queens, what day in March did you start watching battle rap? Because this is getting ridiculous, man. You kidding me?
I'm going to tell you why. And this is not a title match. It's a regular battle.
As it should be a non-title match. Wait a minute. You think Nims should have a title match?
No. I thought nobody was clear on the fact that it was a non-title.
Well, let me ask you. Do you have a problem with Head Ice having a non-title match right now on this big type of event?
He needs it because if you ask me, even though I feel like he did beat Cortez, he barely beat him. Head Ice is due for a loss. He ran his course.
That's interesting.
He barely beat Cortez. Cortez is going to be that champion.
Now, Queens, we also brought up RBE that got an event going down, Pearly Gates 2, going down in May. Any particular artist or something you think you might want to see on RBE's Pearly Gates 2 in May?
It's a couple people I want to see on the on RBE, period, but I don't think it'll happen. I want to see Rum Nitty on RBE. I want to see Illmatic come back. Loso, they should book him again. Nice, he should get a bigger battle. That's the people that I feel.
Okay. I can't wait to see what they cook up, man. Battle rap has been, it's been so different this year, man. And I'm not saying that it is a bad thing either, man. It's just been something different in 2018. Niggas has really been putting on, or at least trying to. So we're going to see what
we're going to have a show about the predictions for what that Queen of the Ring card looked like. Because, you know, this is the only station that took female battle rap.
Yeah, Queen of the Ring got the Evolution 3 coming up soon. I'm not sure exactly when. I know Evolution 2 was like a rookie versus vet card. And I think that happened in L.A., I think that was out in California, Brother Jeff. Evolution 2.
The last one, yeah, I believe it was over here on 4th and Long Beach Boulevard, yeah.
Yeah. They. I'm not sure if they're bringing that back, but I know they got Evolution 3 coming. I'm not sure what the theme is, but we supposedly had the girl Jay Smooth call up to talk about her battle versus Mulatto Black on the C card. That's featuring Shuni and Official May the 5th. That's going to be a fire fucking battle. Shuni and Official locked in.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
I think Shuni is on the Love Day card in Weeko Hard coming up.
Oh my God. Grail.
No, Farrah Funeral is.
It's Farrah Funeral?
Farrah Funeral is on Love Day.
Yeah, Farrah Funeral against Momula.
Yep. Yo, the Love Day of card is going to be so fucking bananas, yo. This is a two-day event.
That's fire.
Oh, my goodness. When is this thing going down? April 28th?
Yeah, and 29th. Love Day continues on 29th.
I'm going to try to watch out for somebody.
We got Brooklyn Carter versus Ishmula. We got Steams and True versus Chess and Zeus the God. Brother Jeff, Steams and Chess will be facing each other.
I do not want to see Steams and Chess on opposite sides, even if it is just for the love.
Grail, what about you? You feel the same way?
No, I think Steams and True, Chess and Zeus could be fired.
They got New Jersey on a 2-on-2 with Lou Castro versus Hayes the Gift and Chase Banks.
That could be fire. That could make you all right.
Man, You got Badafi Green versus Franchise on the day two card. Bangs and Young Grizz.
Cards is nice.
Miss Lisa.
Yo, watch out for this dude. Watch out for this dude's swag. He battles in the Coliseum. He's on that card too. He is fire.
Yo.
Swag.
I know who you're talking about. Swag Tanner.
Yeah, he battled
okay.
Yeah, he battled Fetty,
right?
And they jumped in.
Yeah, he's fire.
He is fire.
This is going down, man. April 28th and 29th, man. Love day. We go hard, shit.
Oh,
man.
And shout out to Steens and City for getting that, putting the female battles together, and they helping that talent get the Queen of the Ring. Shout out to them for that too.
Yeah, man, we've been doing some big time things when it comes to the girls, man. They've been kind of developing some of the talent that we don't really get to see. So we should be seeing some of these girls on the internet when the weather changes a lot more than we've been seeing them as of late. Should be crazy. Definitely shout out to We Go Hard, man.
We Go Hard.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Geechee Gotti versus Anna Queen?
But they
Queens, did you see Geechee Gotti versus Av?
Mm-hmm.
What was your thoughts?
I got Geechee Gotti 2-1.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I knew I couldn't end this show off right. Well, I'm going to be respectful because I'm not saying Geechee was trash. What rounds did you give Geechee? I'm assuming you liked that third round.
Yeah, first and third. Av's second was bananas. He had a Tay Rock like second. If anybody don't get from that round, you're crazy.
That was his best round.
It was just the same old from Geechee in that third, man. I was telling the fellas, man, I just got tired of seeing that.
Yeah, but it seemed like if Av didn't lose steam in the third, he could have took the battle.
Dope back and forth, regardless.
Factuals.
Well, man, oh, one more thing before we end the show, man. I guess I'll get with Jay Smooth, but while I got y'all fellas on, I know we kind of talked about this a little bit, but I mentioned polls being mentioned on the URL. They also had a poll for Briz. So it looked like they might got some things in rotation for Briz Rothstein. If that's the case, I'm going to ask y'all again. I start with you, Queens, because I don't even think you was on the last time. You want to see Briz and King of the Dot?
Do I want to see it? Nah, not really. But if he wants to go, why not give it a shot? I feel like even if I built you up, if you want to leave, leave. I'm not holding nobody hostage. He hit up King of the Dot. So if that's what you want to do, go ahead.
But if it don't pan out, then what? Would you accept them back?
Yeah. It's a learning experience. Battle rap is all about a learning experience. If you don't learn, you won't succeed in battle rap.
Grail, what's your thoughts? Should Briz make a move?
I mean, I feel like Shooter. I mean, what's wrong with giving it a shot? See what's good. I think Briz and Pat Stay would be fire.
Briz and Pat
Stay. I
want to
see Briz and Illmac.
Briz and Disaster. Briz and Illmac. Yeah. Three battles. Whoop-de-doo. Three battles. Then what?
Go back to URL. You're a free agent. You can do what you want.
Man, what y'all think this is, man? Y'all really think Smack and I'm going to go for that? Y'all really
see,
think
why not?
Smack
the problem?
Would allow Briz to do that?
Because you got to look at it like this. Smack's problem?
This is crazy.
Smack's problem is battle rap has an influx of talent, and he keeps locking in only these contract guys. Look at the performance Mac Mel and Snake Eyes just put on, minus the choke. But you're worried about holding people hostage on your lead. You have killers coming up. By you just booking Briz against everybody that we love, we ain't going to want to see Briz on your on platform no more.
But I credit the URL for at least reaching out to the streets to ask them who they want to see Briz battle. It's not like they just forcing anything on us now. Like, I appreciate that much. I don't want to see Briz go to King of the Dot, only get 3-4 matchups that make sense, and then he's stuck, because this is a guy that pretty much still in his prime, maybe haven't even reached his prime yet.
Briz needs to battle Wavy, Snake Eyes, and Mac Mel.
Definitely Wavy.
Nice.
I feel like Snake Eyes would give him a run for his money.
Wavy said he wanted to smoke. That'll be a dope one.
Yeah.
Because Snake Eyes, it's two battles that Snake Eyes should get, and it's Suge and Briz.
Math, too.
Huh. Well, we're going to see. Well, salute to the people, man. This is the culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell, man. Big up to the streets. We're going to be back at it with y'all Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. You already know the drill. Subscribe to the channel so y'all can stay in the loop. T7M Radio on YouTube. Also, we on Facebook, T7M Radio, Twitter, and SoundCloud. T7M Radio, man. Appreciate y'all. Big up to my guy Shooter from out in Queens, brother Jeff out in Cali, my guy Grail as always, man. Salute to y'all. Y'all got anything else to get off y'all chest?
Nah, we good.
Danny Myers, come get this smoke. I know you listening. Keep posting the group and all that. Come get this smoke. That 101 debate. Turn 278 real quick.
Wow. Talk that shit, Queen. This is the culture, man. T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. I will get Jay Smooth on this show. I promise you. We don't do no shows well. We're going to get on the show. No worries. We all be locked in. Y'all stay safe, though, man. We out. One.
Out.
Peace.